And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have Renee Staley, the executive director for the Giving Plate, and Don Kofer, a vice president for First Interstate Bank. What are you guys doing, Don? I see you've got these fancy orange bags.
We do. We have fancy orange bags, and we are rolling out, starting February 1st, something called the Orange Bag Project. We realize there's a lot of food insecurity here in Central Oregon, and the Giving Plate serves that need so well, but they need our help because, believe it or not, people are hungry year round. It's not just at Christmas time.
Sure.
And so we want people to give year round. And so we're trying to make that really easy for people here in Central Oregon by providing these beautiful orange bags. What everyone needs to do is stop by their local First Interstate Bank branch and grab an orange bag and then fill it up with your non-perishable items, drop it back off at First Interstate Bank and pick up another orange bag and just keep doing it over and over again. And then we will take the responsibility of getting that food to the Giving Plate.
Sounds fantastic. Renee, how are things going over there at the Giving Plate?
Well, 2024 was a really big year for the Giving Plate. It was the year we moved into our new facilities and stepped into our new models with our grocery program and our Kids Corner returned to having kids come in. And the spaces we have are beautiful. Our guests are so appreciative, but the need in the community is great. And there's so many people who are working poor, just riding the line, trying to hold on and keep life together, not lose everything they've worked hard for. And so we have just seen an increased number of families coming to get help at the Giving Plate. We grew by 40% in our grocery program last year. And at that scale that we're at now, I mean, if it's you're helping 100 people and you grow by 40%, that's 40 more people. We're now serving over 6,000 individuals a month at the Giving Plate through all of our programs. We're serving close to 100,000 pounds of food a month out into the community, which was about what we did in our very first year when we started in 2010. So we are just growing at an exponential pace. And coming into 2025, we really need the community to come around us. So we were really grateful to First Interstate Bank and their partnership with this new idea. We do have the Green Bag Program, and that is a really huge and essential part of our food procurement. And that is another way for people to be involved. But if you're a First Interstate Bank, if you use that bank and you go there to do your banking, this is a great way to be part of a bank that really does give back and invest back into the community. And it's really simple the way they've set it up.
And Don, I would imagine even if you weren't a First Interstate Bank customer, you could still utilize this
absolutely
way to do it.
Please, whether you're a current client of ours or not, if this is just an easy way for you to do it, the Green Bag Project is amazing. We're just looking for another easy way for people to donate food.
The bag projects are also such a phenomenal idea because I think people get stuck in their heads and think, I don't have that much to give. I could take a bag of food, but really, what will that do? But when we all do a little bit and we fill one bag and everyone's doing that together, it's a huge impact. And the Green Bank program, every other month we have a collection and we're getting 45,000 pounds of food every other month. That is huge for us. The Green Bag program is actually our top in-kind source for us. Just overall at the Giving Plate, it even surpasses what we can get from Neighbor Impact. So these kind of community partnerships, when everyone does just a little bit, we can do a lot together. And it's your $20 or $10 to buy food. And you can do it and be really smart and have fun. Like, look for sales. It doesn't always have to be something you would buy. But if you see a buy one, get one free on something at the store, buy it. Someone will really appreciate that thing, even if it's not something you would normally eat. So there's ways to do that really affordably and just be watching as you're shopping for sales and deals. And you can literally be helping your neighbors next door. That's one thing I think people just don't realize is food insecurity isn't a houseless problem. It is it is a houseless problem, but at the Giving Plate, 96% of those who are helping are contributing members. They're working poor. They're on a fixed income. They're literally silently suffering, doing everything they can to try to keep their life together and keep everything they've worked hard for in place. And so we can all do a little bit and make a big impact right here in our own community.
We are going to have a competition between our branches that will have a reward. So we've incentivized them to encourage their current clients, their friends, their family to see who can raise the most or who can procure the most pounds of food. And so the Giving Plate's been lovely. We're going to make sure that we can weigh all this food and report back as to how much we're able to collect, because we have goals. We want to make a difference and see. And so our retail team, our commercial team, our operational team here in Central Oregon, we're all really excited to see what we can do and what kind of change we can make here in our own community.
And anything that First Interstate does here locally stays local.
Absolutely. We have what we call a commitment to community. So everything we do here in the Central Oregon market, we give back 2% of everything we make here, and that stays here in the Central Oregon market to our local nonprofits, sponsorships, donations, grants. And that's all decided here with a local community committee that sits here of local employees.
I'm talking to Dawn Kofer. She's vice president at First Interstate Bank. Also, Renee Staley here, the executive director for the Giving Plate. Renee, if somebody wanted to learn more about what you guys do and other ways that they can help, or just even more about these programs, the green bag, the orange bag, whatever color bag you come up with next, where's the best place to get that information?
You can go to our website at www.thegivingplate.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.